Oh, yeah, baby. It's the Sunday Morning Playground Sports Talk, 1050 WTK, The Ticket. We are online at WTK.com. 10 o'clock. And I'm on the air. We're all on the air. Matt Missler here in the air chair today. And my losing streak has finally come to an end. Michigan wins yesterday 33-10 under the lights against the Golden Gophers. And it's nice to see the replica back on the shelf. Ain't that nice, guys?
Indeed.
Tonio, ain't that nice to see it there? It's beautiful. Is it beautiful? Say it again.
It's beautiful.
There we go. Jay-Z, how you doing this morning, bud?
Great.
Great? Cool.
Sounds like it.
So here's what's weird is that on this side of the glass, Jay-Z to my left, I got Babs right in front of me. Usually he's on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Antonio is to my right, which he's usually over there. But on the other side of the glass, making his return once again, I think the last time he was here was the Michigan State game, is Anthony.
Yo, what up?
What's going on, bud?
What up, bro? What up?
So, 33-10 after an hour plus rain delay or weather delay, however you guys want to view it. And Babs, you were here. Yeah.
Enduring everyone. It. Yep.
Let's all point and laugh at him. Anyways.
It's pretty brutal.
So, man, my computer being loud as F. So, you were here for the entirety of the game. Your observation from the game that had nothing to do with Michigan running.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just dominated up front the entire game. You know, especially in the run game, the offensive line looked much better. Now, mind you, I think Minnesota as a whole, definitely not there yet. Wouldn't expect them to be in PJ Fleck's first year. Offensively, they had so many struggles. The defense really dominated for Michigan. I think they had, almost 13 tackles for a loss. And Kalik Hudson was a freak yesterday.
Kalik the freak.
He was doing work. So overall, really good game for Michigan. And they really didn't even have to throw the ball. You know, Peters had his moments here and there, but really, all they really had to do was hand it off to Chris Evans, Caron Higdon. That's it. When you have two guys that almost rush for 200 yards in the same game, you know you're doing something right, and why go away from that? So I really liked how, you know, Harbaugh kept pounding the football. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Very true, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I thought the running game was all right. Just all right. I thought they should have gave Evans his 7 extra yards. There's no need for Samuels to get in. Go ahead and give him the 7. Get him to 200 apiece. So I thought that was great. Yes, so a lot of people I saw on Twitter kind of like, Peters, you know what? He didn't have to do it in this game. It's going to be growth over time, and he'll get to where we want him. Obviously, he's the best quarterback on the team because that's where they're starting him right now. Right?
Right.
Right with this?
Right.
Right. No, it was good to see. I thought the DBs and safeties were going to be soft, but we'll just say they got caught a few times, and that speed of that Michigan, those running backs, I think his name's Higdon. I don't know. I'll have to remember his name. I think he's going to play it in the next few years for this team, the Wolverines. And then, yeah, Evans as well. So it's good. Let's keep them on their horses, and let's do this the rest of the way out.
All right, Tonio, your thoughts on the game yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say the story of the game was the running. Like, you know, everyone just mentioned, I mean, two running backs, almost 200 yards each, averaging more than 12 yards, both of them per carry. That's pretty amazing. I mean, as a team alone, we were averaging 10 yards a rush. Anytime you see that, that's great. Yeah, I mean, I thought Brandon Peters I didn't think he had a huge part in the game plan overall, but he still, I think, looked pretty good. He certainly looked better than our other options. So I was still pleased with his play.
Now, Anthony, you were out there in the monsoon. You were with the people, it seemed like, yesterday. And you were also trying to make sure that you weren't electrocuted outside the stadium at our Gola Bat Blue Victor's Lounge tent. But of the bit of the game that you saw or listened to, what are your thoughts on it?
He's a Michigan State fan, so he probably
You know what? I don't like that comment. You know, I can talk. I can give compliments.
Okay.
I can give you a compliment right now. All right, here's a compliment for you, Jay-Z.
Right.
You look nice today.
Thank you.
All right, so I thought this was a typical Michigan victory. Ground game was dominant throughout. It started off as like a typical Michigan-Minnesota game. You see a lot of running. Minnesota is known for their run game. They have been for quite some time. But Michigan, they dominated with the run game. They kept to it with the run game. Peters, he had his moments, like Jacob said. He didn't really pass a whole lot, but like he said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm going to agree with him on that. But it was a grinded out on the ground game, and it was a good victory for Michigan. I mean, they got a lot to look forward to in the next couple years, next few years.
All right. We'll open the phones up in a little bit. Not right yet. Don't touch that button. So let's go over the stats. Passing game was borderline non-existent in the game, which that's not bad. That's not bad considering that, like everyone's, like we've all been saying, if the run game ain't broke, don't why fix it? It's just been a rumbling, bumbling,
stumbling. But there was a downside to it too.
Tell me that downside.
Well, Peters only 13 times passing attempts, was sacked 3 times.
That's true.
Obviously that line's got to work better.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I took away that was, you know, probably the biggest negative is he saw a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of knockdowns, again, sacked 3 times. So I think that's one of the bad takeaways from this game is, you know, the offensive line up front and the pass protection at least.
Tonio, did you take anything away from this game of the negative variety?
I think what they mentioned, on defense, while we did overall have a good day, there were a number of times where the Minnesota running game was able to actually break away and get solid gains, which is a little bit concerning as well. Mostly I would credit that to the defensive line, like not being able to contain the pocket.
Yeah, it was a lot of option plays that were kind of breaking free with Demery Croft, you know, doing a read option, busting it for 10, 12 yards, something like that. But
fair enough. So the stats breaking down like this, Demery Croft, 5 for 12, 74 yards. He was sacked 5 times. Compared to Braden Peters, 8 for 13, 56 yards, had a touchdown pass
McKeon.
To McKeon. Yes. So passing, like I said, non-existent in the game. Looking at the running game for Minnesota, Rodney Smith, he was supposed to be their big stud at back. He only accumulated 46 yards, gained 46 yards on the ground. He did have the lone touchdown for the Golden Gophers. Femi Cole, 26 yards on the ground. Kobe McCray, is that Mike McCray's brother or cousin? Do we know?
Kobe McCrary.
Oh, McCrary. See, I think I'm pretty sure that Brandon Sitter may have said McCray in the backfield.
Probably the whole game.
Yeah. So 24 yards on the ground. Philip Howard 14 yards, and Demery Croft gained 42 yards, but lost 47 because you know he was getting blown up by Kalik the Freak and many others on the defense. Only gaining a combined 152 yards, netting of 90. Now on the Michigan side of the things. It was good to see Chris Evans, by the way, coming back because he's just been, in the past about 3 or 4 games, he's been non-existent.
Miz, I was going to say that you probably could have got 50 to 100 yards yesterday against Minnesota.
I could have. Even with a bum ankle, I could have.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Like they could not wrap. Like, no. I saw the 60-yard TD run by Evans, and it just looked like that Minnesota defenders had butter arms. Like, they were just sliding right off of Evans, and Evans was just hot fire.
Yeah, and sometimes they were going untouched, too. Like, they didn't even get a hand on. I think it was the 70-yarder that Higdon had, I believe, 77 yards. That I mean, yeah. He wasn't even touched.
It reminded me of playing Madden on easy level, and next to you, but they don't, like, tackle you. They just kind of, like, yeah,
just
he's there.
Yeah, just kind of run alongside
right.
you. Yeah.
Right, and they're, like the worst angles to actually catch you, and then mm-hmm. you score, and you're like, well, that was so sweet.
Well, then you're waiting for someone to rage quit or something like that. He's like, you disconnected from your party. He's like, sorry, Minnesota, Gumby. But
it's called pursuit angle.
Pursuit angle, my, you know what. Caron Higdon, 200 yards on the ground, averaged 12.5 yards per run, 77 yards the longest run. Chris Evans, 193 gained, as Jay-Z said, 7 short of 200 yards. Would have been the first time in Michigan history that we had 2 200-yard rushers. First time ever. It's never happened. Had a long of 67 yards, also 2 touchdowns, averaged 14.7 yards per run. And then you
that's okay. That would do well in the Big Ten if you can do that all year long.
Yeah. Like I said, we haven't seen the breakout of Chris Evans in a few weeks, so it was good to see that. Eddie McDoone had a yard, Samuels had 2 yards, Clint Hill had a yard, and Brandon Peters because he got sacked many times, lost 23 yards. But all in all, 397 gained on the ground, 371 net in the rushing play. Do you think this continues on next week to Maryland?
Yeah, as I look at Tonio's, Maryland, the Fighting Tonios.
The Fighting Tonios.
Yeah, I would say that obviously this is the plan of attack. You got the young quarterback. You're just going to have to pick them off a little bit at a time. But if this running game even is, if they don't 200 and 193 or 191, pretty darn good. If they get 100 and 100, that's very good, against any of these teams. So, yeah, I think it keeps up. Same game plan we're going to see for the rest of the year.
Babs?
Yeah, definitely a run first, pass next. But maybe I think they might let Brandon Peters go a little bit, let him loose a little bit next week. Again, I think with, the whole weather and, it being a monsoon hour before game time, I think that kind of had an impact on how, Michigan was going to attack offensively. So I think maybe they let Brandon Peters loose a little bit more. Again, I guess it depends on how it goes against Maryland next week. But that's what I'm expecting at least.
Donio?
Yeah, I also think it just depends on the offensive line play. I mean, we've seen games like yesterday where the offensive line was able to make holes and the running backs then looked really good. But then we've also seen games where the offensive line just doesn't get any push and can't open any holes. And I think in those games, I don't expect that against Maryland, but I think we probably will see that against like Wisconsin or Ohio State. And I think in those games, that's when we're going to have to bring Peters more into the fold.
Okay, so let's take our first break. And when we come back, we'll break down receiving and also talk about the defense as, it was basically the Kalik the Freak Hudson show. We are listening to The Playground on WTK 1050 The Ticket.